are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like that Texas father who saw a gentleman raping his daughter and ended up beating him to death will not be charged. We're going to talk about that. Moderate drinking during pregnancy is okay, scientists are saying. We need to definitely address that. Also, the horrible flooding that occurred in Minnesota. Not only have people been fleeing, but animals have been forced to flee as, I guess, one of the zoos became completely flooded where most of the animals died. Just crazy, crazy stuff. McDonald's has been questioned on why its burgers, such as this quarter pounder burger, never looks like it does in the commercial and on ads. It always kind of looks squished and squashy and drippy as opposed to on the ads. It looks all nice and crisp. So we are going to dive into the mysteries of that. Yeah, really. Really, there's an art to it. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, it looks like if you have a dog in your house, and we've discussed this before in terms of allergies and asthma, sometimes the dog can be protective. And another study came out today where the dog dander can actually maybe protect. They've only looked at mice, but hopefully they extrapolate it to humans later, from asthma. And, I mean, I'm a huge pet fan. I love pets. I love dogs. I love cats. I had to stop for a second. And my cats really made me angry. They're very, very stubborn. And when they want me to feed them at 2:30 in the morning, they will do everything they can to wake them up. So right now they're on my poo-poo list. But still, I love my cats. I love my dogs. And if you notice, I rarely say to get rid of the pets. You know, I may tell you all to get rid of the mother-in-law, but I never really say get rid of the pet, if you notice, because I think there are so many health benefits to a pet, to an animal. You know, everybody seems to get mad when they lose a pet and other people say, oh, well, you could go get another one and go get another one urgently. You know, like Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay goes, urgently. Urgently, you know, go get another pet urgently. And people get mad going, but nobody can replace Fufu. Why would they do that? You see, for me, it helped. When I lost my dog, absolutely, we went and got cats. When I lost one of the cats, he died of renal failure when he was 3. Y'all heard about that. We were crying on air, and thank you all for the sympathy. We went to the pound the next week and got another cat. And it's not that we want to forget Fido's memory by any means, but our animals do so much to our psyche that sometimes the lack of them thereof is going to put us into a depression. And we don't want to become depressed. You know, I think one of the things we need to work on, you know, as, you know, we talk about heart disease and preventing heart disease and quitting smoking and preventing your lungs from deteriorating and your bones from deteriorating and trying to fight aging. I think we really need to spend time just as a medical community and as a society on how to prevent depression. I think a lot goes wrong when we get depressed. We don't want to exercise. We don't want to eat right. We don't treat other people nice. We do things halfway. And if we do things halfway, we could cause accidents. And I don't think we spend enough time. I don't think people care about depression and mood as much. And I think it's crucial. And so for some of us, the animals put us in a good mood. Now, mind you, the dog, I think it was 2 days ago, this poo-poo looks old. And, of course, nobody in my family is going to pick it up. I'm going to have to clean up the poo-poo. But there's a big, huge chunk of dew right outside our door that nobody's picking up. That does make you mad. I will say animals, pets, your children, your husband will make you mad, all right? But they still make you feel good inside, right? That's why we have our kids. That's why we have our dogs. That's why we have their poo-poo, all right? So I don't think it's bad at all, you know? And especially a lot of us, our pets greet us when we come in. You know, that's probably the hardest part about losing a pet. You come home from work, and there's no one there to greet you anymore. I think it's very important. And I would love to hear from many pet owners who said, no, they got rid of their pets. The pets depressed them. It's hard. I tell you, it is hard to lose a pet. I was bawling. I was at work, and my husband, you know, said he was going to take the cat in to put the cat to sleep. And, of course, I start bawling. And I had to go and see patients. And I hid it really well. So, I had to. And then I had to do a show that night. And it was tough. You know, and it's still tough because it's tough on you guys because you all have to still hear about it years later. But I got to tell you, going to the pound, right, rescuing another cat that was probably going to be put to sleep and having her a part of our zoo that we have at our house really was mood lifting. So I'm a huge fan. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is a Droid app now. You could download the Dr. Dolly Show, play it whenever you want, just in case you can't receive all 3 hours, depending on where you listen. And if the Dr. Dolly Show does not play in your city or town, please call your news talk station, your local news talk station, and tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly Show. If your local news talk station or your AM channel, XM channel, is playing the Dr. Dolly Show, call them and tell them you're happy with it, all right? They need to know that you're happy with it, okay? So one thing that a lot of us are relieved by is it looks like the father who had walked in on a man who was raping his daughter, who beat him up till he died, will not face charges. According to District Attorney Heather McMinn, she says, under the law, deadly force is justified to stop a sexual assault. All the evidence indicated that this is what was occurring. Now, this occurred on June 9th. The 23-year-old father was very distraught, had trouble giving directions to his father's ranch, saying, I need an ambulance. This guy was raping my daughter, and I beat him up. I don't know what to do. The guy is fixing to die on me, man, and I don't know what to do. The call ends as emergency teams arrived, and the assailant, Jesus Mora Flores, 47 years old, had already died from head injuries. And I don't know how the daughter is doing at this point, but the father will not be charged. All right, let's come right back in a few minutes. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ron from Camarillo writes, Doctor, please explain, is depression genetic, chemical, or environmental? All right, I think it's all three. I think you could genetically get depression from your mom or dad, grandma, grandpa. I think there is a chemical component to it, and I do think it's environmental. I think it's all three. And when all three happen at the same time, whoo, is it a doozy? I mean, environmental, what's an example of something that would environmentally make us depressed? A death in the family or working at a job that you can't stand, right? Genetic depression, if there's people in your family that have a long history of depression, you could be more inclined to depression. And maybe the genetic component is mixed with the chemical component, where you may have less serotonin, less dopamine, norepinephrine receptors that would also cause you to be vulnerable to depression. So I think it's all three, which is why when we treat depression, we need to attack it on all fronts. I mean, I can't tell you how many patients come in to take a medication, they ask for a prescription, and they hate their job or they hate their marriage. We've discussed this. You know, I don't like to put people on medication because they dislike their job. And prior to 2008, I would tell them, quit your job. And I did. I helped people find new jobs. And I'd say, look, what do you want to do? You can't stand your job? You don't have to. You have a choice. And then 2008 came around and we really don't have a choice. And depression skyrocketed as well as prescriptions for antidepressants skyrocketed. And again, today, patients come in and say, Dahlia, you got to just get me through. I can't retire for another 3 years. And I'm like, really? We have to medicate you for 3 years? And I know some of you that don't have jobs are like, what are they complaining about? They have a job. I'm the one that should be depressed because I don't have a job and I can't feed my family. You're right. I mean, the way you're looking at it is correct, but people are still going to be depressed. If they are, you know, if you're doing something you don't want to do and you despise doing with people you despise doing it with for 8 to 10 hours a day, yes, it is going to work on your moods. It is. Or if you're working a graveyard shift that you don't want to work to begin with, you come home at 8 in the morning, you fall asleep for 3-4 hours, can't go back to sleep, you know, are up the rest of the day with the kids, have to go back to work. That's going to, you know, wear on you as well. But it's all relative. You know, you would think that'd be on cloud nine. I discussed this when the recession was starting. I really want to call it a depression. When the recession was starting and unemployment started to skyrocket, I actually noticed something very odd. My patients who were already fired seemed to be less anxious and less depressed than those that had jobs, because those that had jobs didn't know when it was coming. And I keep talking about this movie I had seen as a child. I forget. It wasn't a Bronx Tale. It wasn't that, but it was something similar, where it was Matthew Broderick growing up in the Bronx, and he gets involved with the mafia, and he made a statement, which I'll never forget, where I guess he was really, really screwed is the word he used, where the mafia was after him. He didn't know, you know, how he was going to get out of the situation he's in. And he's sitting there, I believe he was on the boardwalk looking out to the ocean, saying, look, there's an element of freedom to being totally screwed. That was the quote from this movie. And I promise I'll figure out what movie it is. I can IMDb it. I'll probably do that soon, all right? Because I'm tired of not knowing what the movie's called. And I remember being very confused as a kid. An element of freedom being totally screwed. How are you free? You're about to get killed by the mob. How are you free? But that is so true. When things are as bad as they could be, sometimes you have that sense of relief. I don't think it was Goodfellas. I think Donovan, it was something like A Bronx Tale or Biloxi Blues, something like that. I'll look it up. It had a B in it. And you know, I'll have patients that come in and say, Dahlia, I feel so guilty for how I feel right now. And I go, well, how do you feel? Well, my father, who had Alzheimer's and cancer, who we were taking care of, you know, for years. Well, we finally, you know, got word that his cancer is terminal. And I almost feel a relief. Why? I am such a bad person. Well, no, maybe it's part of that element of freedom to being totally screwed type of philosophy, where maybe you don't have to fight the fight anymore and you get to breathe a sigh of relief. And I don't know if I would ever feel that way with my family, because I am a fighter and I just, as a doctor, will probably want to, you know, fight until, you know, I can. But it is. It's very difficult when you take care of, I had to take care of my grandparents. It's very, very difficult to take care of loved ones in the family that have cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, et cetera. And sometimes even when they pass, you know, patients will come in saying, Dahlia, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm not grieving like I thought I would. I go, well, you went through the grieving process when you were fighting to try to keep him alive. And so, you know, sometimes guilt leads to the depression as well. And I don't want to talk about this, because I don't want to depress everybody, but know that sometimes there's an out to how you feel. You know, like for example, losing your job, some of my patients, they said, I was so worried about the layoffs, just to kind of, you know, put things into perspective. When I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so our hotels on our quote-unquote resort corridor, we don't call it the strip anymore, but our resort corridor, we have lots of resorts. And at the time, we probably had too many resorts for the amount of, actually too many employees for what the resorts could fill. And we had mass layoffs every week. It was torture. It was torture for the whole city, because as these people were getting laid off, business dropping, businesses going out of work, it was such a snowball effect. And my patients coming in who were fired said, it's done. I don't have to wake up every morning being afraid. I don't have to wake up every morning being afraid. It's done. Now it's only uphill from here. And that was, it was kind of a good, positive way to look at it. And they were also able to get their unemployment benefits. Lucky for them, you know. So, but yeah, the people that were working were depressed and anxious. So anyway, so yeah, environmentally, genetically, chemically, and you know, to explain the whole chemical thing, you know, look at the little kids laughing in the playground, right? Kids call each other names. They push each other down, they fall, they cry for a little bit, but it's a quick cry, and then they go back to playing and giggling again. Well, these kids have a lot of serotonin, all right? Whereas with us, when we fall, it hurts, and sometimes we can't get up that easily. And when somebody calls us a name, we keep thinking about it and brooding over it. And the older we get, we don't bounce back. You know, I never understood that with my family, how people in the family would be mad at others for years. I'm like, I don't get it. Joe ticked me off at school yesterday. We're best friends now. Well, when you're kids, it could be like that. But the older you get, the more things stick. Maybe it's because we know more. Maybe ignorance is bliss. I don't know. But the older you get, the less serotonin you have, the less dopamine. And from a chemical standpoint, yes, it's definitely easier for you to get depressed. And then, of course, genetic. You know, we can't choose our parents. Sometimes our parents make us depressed. Sometimes our family members make us depressed. But it's absolutely in the genes. So then how should you treat depression? It's a multifaceted treatment plan, right? I think you should have a therapist that kind of helps work you through the environmental. Well, why do you hate your job? Is there any way you could go through your job and make it more enjoyable? Can you make things a game? If you're doing something monotonous, can you make it a game? Can you come up with a competition at work? You know, what was that? There was a bunch of Iowa workers in a cereal factory that just won the lottery. Now, of course, they aren't depressed. They're pretty happy. But maybe have other aspects to work throughout the day. A lot of people do that. You know, they may have their fantasy football. I mean, I don't know if you have the type of job where you could do that. I mean, I didn't. When we were in medicine, we didn't. We could only, you know, plan on after work, you know, enjoying ourselves and you know, being free from, you know, the work grind. But, you know, if you can make games and do things while you're at work, come up with competitions, why not? And it doesn't even have to be a work competition. You know, there was one doctor office I thought was going to be boring to work at. But what the doctor office did is they had a little weight challenge. Whoever lost the most weight by doing a low-fat diet got an award or got a pool of money. And then the next week, they did it again. I'm not saying gamble by any means, because, yeah, if you lose, you know, you could enhance depression. But they were doing games like that all the time. And you know, if you need ideas, let me know. Just email me at drdahlia.com. If you and a bunch of workers don't know what to do, tell me what you're doing, and we'll come up with something. I don't want you guys getting fired, but there are ways to make your day enjoyable. Luckily, some of you, you get to listen to music. I think music really helps. Right? Some of you get to listen to talk radio at work. I know, because you're listening to me now. And God bless you for doing it. But what am I doing? I'm talking about depression. So I'm probably not elating anyone's moods right now. But whenever you feel like there's not an out, recruit some help to see if there is an out. Because those people that feel like they don't have an out and they're trapped, they're the ones that could really get themselves in trouble. All right, don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Donovan found the movie. It was The Freshman with Matt Broderick and Marlon Brando. Gangster movie, that was probably it. There's an element of freedom, or there's a kind of freedom to being completely screwed. Okay, great. Really quickly, I know we got to talk about some medical news, but I think this list is going to help a lot of you people, how to make work enjoyable. Now, I know some of my truckers are going to be out there saying, wait a second, Dahlia, this sounds a little girly. I got this from workhappynow.com. Okay? Now, I mean, there's tons of sites that give, but let me just read some of these things to you, all right, to see if it'll help make your work go a little easier. Because I gotta tell you, a lot of us, even if you like your job, I love my job, but sometimes the day drags, you know, and if it wasn't for me being so busy and having to prep for my show and answer emails and work on podcasts and, you know, work on demos and work on articles, etc., I would probably start getting a little bit in a funk. I mean, how many times can you tell a person they have cancer without it starting to affect you, you know? So there's little things that you could do. Okay, so now again, if some of these are too girly or if some of these are just a little too hokey, you know, I'm sorry. But, you know, this is just one website I found. And some of these are kind of cute. Like one, don't wear any underwear. Okay, no, I don't want you to get fired, but think about it. Think about it. If you have to wear a suit or uniform, all right? Now, bra, for those of us that are ladies, this is pretty difficult. So this might have been written by a guy. But think about it. If you want to change things up one day, and sometimes it's not that you need to make yourself giggle or laugh. Sometimes you just need to change the monotony. So anyway, they recommend that. They say use your superpowers every single day. All right, so what kind of superpowers? So pretend you have superpowers. They say take 60 seconds to think about your favorite moment at work. I don't know. Invite a new coworker out to lunch. So if there's a new coworker, okay, no. See, with us, what we would probably do is roast them or play a trick on them. But, you know, we got to be nice. They say take a coworker out to lunch, but I would do a prank, but kind of a nice, good-natured prank to let them think they're a part of the group. But do that, you know? And also, even if you don't have a new coworker, you could plan that. You know, you could say, all right, hey, guys, you know, whenever the next new person comes, what do you want to do to them? All right? I think that's always fun. Planning a devilish act, I think, is great. Bring an extra dessert for your boss. Okay, now that's totally kissing up, but they got a point. Eat perfectly ripened grapes. No, but I got to tell you something. You want to know what's a yummy snack that'll always boost your mood at work? The frozen grapes. You know, I told you, get some fresh grapes, freeze them, and then pop them like candy. As long as you're not diabetic, that's great. They say there's a YouTube video called Office Pranks. I want to watch that. That may give you some ideas. They say come up with a wild idea for the advertising department, even if you aren't in their department. Oh, well, I think that's cool. Why not? I mean, can you really get fired for doing that? Coming up with an outrageous advertising campaign and just go, here, guys, do this. I don't think that's bad. In fact, I did that. I was at a conference in Boston, and it was kind of boring. And they were talking about how to product a drug for insomnia, and I actually came up with the logo. And I showed the people behind me in advertising what the logo was, and I was so proud of myself. I don't think they ever used it. But I got to admit, that killed some time, and it was cool. All right. They say you could bring donuts or juice for everybody. I don't know. They say find a awesome joke online and tell it to everybody. So you could go into work, tell everybody a joke. I don't know. Tea. I don't think about tea here. Make everyone a copy of your favorite music. I don't know if I want that one here. This I like. Have a paper airplane contest. Whoever's plane goes the farthest gets an extra 15-minute break. I think that's brilliant. I mean, of course, hopefully you have a cool boss and a cool supervisor. But, again, these little contests really make things work. Of course, my truckers are like, I can't be throwing paper airplanes in the truck. I know. Here, wear two different colored socks. See if anyone notices. If that doesn't work, then wear two different colored shoes. Be nice to people. Write a poem and print out a copy for everyone. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? I know many of you are like poetry. Okay, I'm not big on poetry. I can't write a haiku if my life depended on it. But what I used to do in class, even in high school, is I would write parody poems. And I loved doing that, and they were very good. I don't have a lot of talent. I really don't. With Dr. Dahlia, you do a radio show. Yeah, but if you notice, I'm not really talented at that. And I would come up with a famous poem like Edgar Allan Poe's, you know, Once Upon a Weekday Dreary, While I Pondered Weak and Weary. I just did a parody on that. In fact, I memorized a parody. I don't even memorize the actual Raven poem. And when you do parodies, I'd also recommend you do that with a song. I did that with the Dr. Dahlia show with the telephone. What did you say? Oh, you're hanging up on me. I did that, and I made a parody for a bumper for the Dr. Dahlia show. Now, of course, my bosses didn't like it. They were like, okay, this is horrible. You can't use it. But I got to tell you, it was fun, and it broke up the day. Another thing to do to break up the day a little bit is have everyone gather for a group photo. Just go, all right, guys, quick picture, and then kind of do a funny photo. Bring in a plant at your desk. Oh, stickers. I got to tell you, I'll go into the kids' stickers, you know, and I'll put on a sticker, whether it's, I don't know, Squirt from Nemo or whatever. And, you know, sometimes making everybody wear stickers at work. I mean, you know, even if you're dealing with customers, I think that's cool. You need to have fun. There has to be a best joke day. Somebody has to come in. Somebody has to be responsible that day for the joke. You could do that. They also recommend create a show and tell day every Friday. Now, that could be funny. Of course, you got to be careful. Can't be dirty. But a show and tell. Like, one of my kids, and hopefully my kid isn't listening to the show right now, he was in, I believe, the first grade, and he made some sort of a papier-mâché object. I think it was supposed to be a papier-mâché object of me. Well, it kind of has boobies. I don't know how the teacher let him make this. Very lopsided. The hair is all over the place. There's a big mouth on this. And one of the legs is up in the air. Now, and again, you know, when they do art, you have to say, I love it. That would be perfect to bring to show and tell day. Just don't let him know you're making fun of it. Have your kid paint something for your desk or for the office, like a picture. That always helps cheer you up. Stretching, doing exercises. Dressing up. Okay. Dressing up, I think, is great. Let's say you're in an office where you're stuck in a cubicle. One day, come to work completely decked out. Now, I know Spanx is uncomfortable and men, you know, tuxedo. But what if you just come to work decked out in a tuxedo? Right? Or you do something with the other coworkers. Well, you got, now, of course, like I said, I feel bad for the truckers listening because I know this isn't, you know, helping them out. Again, with you guys, listen to the Dr. Dolly Show. You can't go wrong. You guys are good. But anybody else that can't listen to the Dr. Dolly Show, why not? All right, just one of you has to take turns dressing up, decked out. You know, wear your wedding dress to work. I mean, it makes it fun. Why not? Let me see. Write a letter to the most famous person in your industry asking for a piece of advice. All right, so yeah, so one day I'll just write Rush Limbaugh. Of course, he probably won't answer it, but I'll be like, you know, what do I do to make my show interesting? He'll probably answer back, don't sit there and list ways to make work interesting because that's going to probably bore people. All right. Trade sweaters with people of the same size. Hopefully you don't get lice. Have everybody wear all white one day. You could bring in a board game and play it during lunch. You could write thank you notes to your favorite clients. You could get for $1.50 a bunch of thank you notes. And then when you're having some off time, write a thank you note. I mean, that's kind of cool. Create a company song. That is brilliant. That is my cup of tea. The Dr. Dolly Show. You know, that would be great to come up with a company song. Donovan, if you're bored, you could come up with the Dr. Dolly song if you want. I think that's brilliant, right? Okay, what else? Bring in Trivial Pursuit cards and ask people questions. If they get it right, they get some candy. Oh, I can't say candy because I'm a doctor. I don't want to get diabetes. But you see the point? Sorry if it's a belabored point, but you see how there's little things that you may be able to do at work that just makes the day livable. I don't know. And share your ideas with us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or email them to me and I'll bring them up next time. All right, when we come back, drinking and pregnancy and dogs and asthma. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Tweet us at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow us on Twitter so we can give you up-to-date medical updates. Our Facebook page, of course. And now the Dr. Dahlia Show has a Droid app for free. So if you have a Droid phone, Android, you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show app. Play it anytime. Again, another thing you can do at work to distract. I got to tell you, I mean, that's what got me through school. People always ask me, Dr. Dahlia, how could you get through all those years of school? 4 years of high school, and everybody hates high school. 4 years of high school, 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school. and then residency. And I go, you have to play games. You need to make it fun. And you all know the game I designed. I haven't been able to patent it or copyright it, and it's been passed down to multiple lower classmen, but it was the flip-off game. I told you guys about the flip-off game, and I gotta tell you, it made the day pass. It was wonderful. I told you guys how to do it, right? Quick review. Somebody sitting there staring off into space while the lecture's going on. They're bored to death. So you sit there and you find your next victim. And you sit there and you give them the hand gesture. And when they look your way, they see that you caught them, you know, not paying attention, and you win and you get a point. But then, of course, you need to be careful, you know, with people, getting people caught in the crossfire. You could lose points. And I told you all how I lost. It was in the middle of an anatomy exam. I was the winner. I was the probably general, if you could equate it to my stature with this game. And in the middle of anatomy lab, when the teacher was testing us, and you couldn't talk, you couldn't giggle, you couldn't flinch, you had to make eye contact, and then you had to look at the body and find the vein, the saphenous nerve, the saphenous vein, the pudendal. You had to find what he wanted and show you, answer every question about it. I look up, and as the background goes from a fade into clear focus, four people were there double-handed with the hand gesture. That was eight. I got completely completely leveled. I screamed out a war cry. Teacher was like, what's going on, professor? I'm like, nothing going on. I guess I'm just nervous. And I was out of the game. But I got to tell you, you know, something like that really got us through medical school. So, like I said, don't get caught, don't get in trouble. But there's things you could do. All right. Now, things that you may not or you shouldn't do, has been discovered that maybe you can do. And I'm talking about moderate drinking in pregnancy. Apparently, researchers have said today that low average weekly alcohol consumption, defined as between 1 to 4 drinks per week, may not have any significant effects on a child's neurological development. They also found that binge drinking, which was defined as consuming 5 or more drinks in a single setting, did not cause neurological development. Now, I'm not telling you to drink by any means, no way. I'm just reporting the study. Now, moderate drinking is 5 to 8 drinks a week. High consumption, 9 or more. So people that drink moderate to high put their kids at risk for fetal alcohol syndrome. However, people with low average weekly alcohol consumption, they did not see this. Now, I was on the Andy Dean show, America Now with Andy Dean. I love this guy. He is great. Great show. If you could ever listen to him on XM 168. He was absolutely livid that anybody would even consider this type of activity when pregnant. But let's just go back into the past. And like I said, I'm not saying this is okay, but maybe you'll be less shocked when you hear this. We've discussed how we used to treat preterm labor. Years ago, when a woman was going into preterm labor, we weren't using terbutaline and trying to give steroids to try to enhance the kid's lungs and, prepare for a preterm birth. What many doctors did would give alcohol, that have the mom drink, or even in the IV. And it would prevent preterm labor in some cases. Not all cases, but in some cases. And I told you, when I was in medical school and I was pregnant with my first kid, we were at a party and I was just sitting there drinking water, and the nurses that were there were trying to get me to drink. Go, Dr. Dahlia, here, drink this. And I'm like, stop it. No. Why would you do that? And I was sitting next to the doctor, one of the doctors who trained us, older guy, he was 70 at the time, old farm doc. I talk about him all the time, Dr. Wicker, and he slams his hand down on the table going, damn it, I am sick of you new doctors and nurses telling people they can't drink when they're pregnant. All right? What do you think relaxed mom? What do you think helped her sleep? What do you think stopped preterm labor? And I'm like, you're serious? And, you know, a lot of older the doctors in the profession have been very frustrated by the way us newer docs do things, because we're so afraid. We are so afraid of everything because of lawsuits. Now, why are we so afraid of alcohol? Well, because you do have people that are moderate drinkers and heavy drinkers, and they gave birth to kids with fetal alcohol syndrome. Neurological deficits, certain facial characteristics. Many of them actually could be born preterm if alcohol raises mom's blood pressure, causes severe hypertension. So, you know, alcohol it has its own evils, you know, when it comes to pregnancy. Not to mention, it's not the healthiest thing. You want to put in your body something nutritious, all right? You know, feeding alcohol through your placenta to the baby is not the smartest thing. But what happened is when fetal alcohol syndrome, I believe in the 70s and 80s, was studied and researched and found, and they found the link, and they started to warn us, that was also the same time lawsuits started to become a little bit more popular. And suing the doctor. So many doctors at the time who knew a little alcohol was fine if it relaxed mom, helped her sleep, because less sleep and her not relaxing could harm the baby or et cetera, they had to say no way, because there was no way to protect yourself in terms of a lawsuit. And when I went through training in the 90s, they told us the same thing. They go, we can't tell you how much alcohol is safe. And because we can't do that, there is no way you have any protection in a court of law. So you need to say no alcohol whatsoever. Well, of course, researchers, and I'm trying to figure out which researchers, where these are from, Denmark. So, of course, the European doctors, you know, like, look, can we kind of figure this out so we can tell a woman how much she is allowed to have? Like I said, personally, my take, don't put anything in your body that's not too nutritious. Your baby and fetus is depending on your body to be healthy and get the nutrients it needs. However, I have heard of cases where mom had a little wine to stop preterm labor, and it stopped. I mean, and this is what they did years ago. Again, I will never tell you to do that. If you're undergoing preterm labor, you go to the hospital. But you see why the older doctors are frustrated. You know, do you take the tributyline? Do you go through the steroids? Or do you have a little glass of wine? So we're going to see more on this, because I think in Europe they want to drink when they're pregnant. That's my guess. And the Europeans like alcohol. But right now I'd say no need to risk it. Honestly, yes, some people can drink alcohol and the baby will come out unscathed, but you don't know if that's going to happen to you. You don't know. And with all these weird things that are happening that can happen in the womb and very scary things to the baby, it's really not worth the risk as far as I'm concerned. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, they say doggy dust may lower asthma risk. Mice that ate dust from homes with dogs in them were protected against respiratory syncytial virus, which is a virus that causes respiratory illness and infection and can lead to asthma in humans. Excuse me. I'm so excited by this that I'm burping reflex. Now, it tests the hygiene hypothesis, where extreme cleanliness may promote disease later on, yet being exposed to allergens and antigens early on could protect you. And we've talked about this. Kids with asthma do better sometimes if there is a dog in the house that's always been there than if you introduce a dog later. The only thing is if the kid's allergic to dogs, then you're in trouble, so you need to make sure. But kind of cool stuff. I don't think you got to shoot the dog yet, guys. All right? All right, we got another hour coming up. If not, don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia Droid app and follow us on Twitter. We'll be back for the next hour in just a couple minutes.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.